The Occupy movement drew attention to the issue of income inequality in the United States. Well, now we have a startling measure of just how unequal things are here in Metro Boston. According to a new report, income inequality in Greater Boston is higher than in 85% of metro areas around the country.
The Metropolitan Area Planning Council produced the report, which is called The State of Equity in Metro Boston. Jessie Grogan co-authored the report. She told us that inside the 495 Beltway, median income for the wealthiest 20% is 10 times higher than income for the poorest 20%.
In 1979, that was only about 7 times, which is still not great, but we've really seen incomes grow dramatically amongst the top quintile and stay stagnant, if not even fall a tiny bit, in the lower quintiles.
And what did you find in regards to inequality when it comes to various races in the greater Boston area?
Well, I don't think anyone will be terribly surprised to hear me say that income for white households, the median household income was close to $75,000 in the region, whereas for black African-American households, it was just over $40,000 in the region.
On top of the income disparity, there's just the sheer cost of housing for those people in the lower income brackets in the greater Boston area.
Absolutely. I mean, a remarkable number of people, particularly renters in the region, pay 50% of their income for housing. And I think that is a particular burden, obviously, to those of the lower income quintiles. I think another issue that we have to talk about its impact is segregation. 3/4 of black and Latino children go to high poverty schools, where even if a child themselves is from a wealthy family, they still suffer the burdens of attending high-poverty schools, which are lower performing and have lesser supports for students.
Jessie, one thing which you mentioned in the report that really caught my attention that may be a significant contributor to inequality here in the greater Boston area, in the words of the report, it's our, quote, regressive tax structure. And what did you mean by that?
By that, we mean that the poorest families in the region pay more of their income on taxes than do the richest families in the region. In fact, they pay twice as much of their income on taxes as the richest families do.
And is that because of the fact that in Massachusetts there's a flat rate for income tax, and on top of that we have a sales tax?
Those are actually the two major factors that we see there, particularly the flat rate income tax does end up disproportionately burdening those who have the least financial flexibility to begin with.
Mm. Your next report is going to suggest policy recommendations. Can you give us a hint as to what areas you think policy can actually have a positive impact on here?
I think if we can work on building affordable housing in some of these very high opportunity suburbs with excellent schools, good access to jobs, as well as preserving affordable housing in areas of Greater Boston like Somerville and along the Fairmount Corridor where there is some economic development happening, I think that will substantially increase access to opportunity in the region, and that will be a major factor moving forward. Education is another one that I don't have quite as simple a solution for, but I think that's something that we're going to be looking at quite substantially.
My mind keeps coming back to this comparison that Boston has greater inequality than 85% of other metro areas in the country. I mean, from your standpoint, if we don't do something about this, what impact could it have on, you know, where we live in the coming decades and generations?
Well, I think that's something that researchers are just now beginning to look at very seriously, because it's not just sort of a moral imperative to address these issues because they're the correct thing to do. There also is some research showing that actually inequality is bad for all aspects of a region's productivity and competitiveness in a global market. So I think it can become a drag on our economy, both for those of us who are doing well and for those of us who are doing less well. You know, cities that we compete with for talent and employees like Washington, D.C. and Seattle are doing far better than we are, and I think that's really going to harm us in the long run.
Jessie Grogan is co-author of The State of Equity in Metro Boston. It's a new report from the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. There's a link to the report on our website, radioboston.org. Jessie Grogan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, Harvard medical researchers are exploring an idea once considered preposterous, that a placebo might actually cure people. The placebo effect, what it says about us and how we think about medicine tomorrow on our program.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.